Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Plady. Well, Consumer Reports today releasing its annual automaker report card, and Japanese car makers topped the list of best vehicles out there, while the big three, well, they didn't rank nearly as well. To get the details, I'm joined by Jeff Bartlett. He's the deputy autos editor for Consumer Reports. Jeff, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Well, thanks for having me. Always good to talk cars.
Now, Subaru and Mazda received the top scores. Was there a single vehicle that got the very highest ranking?
Well, the vehicle that scores highest overall in our test is the Lexus LS460L. That gets a 99 out of 100 points. But for grading the automakers, we're looking at how their models across the board do, not only in our test, but also in reliability. We put those two things together to really grade the companies.
The Japanese automakers pretty much were on top of the list as a whole. Why is that? Are they building better cars now, or are American-made vehicles falling behind somehow?
Well, this trend isn't unique to this year. Historically, the Japanese nameplates have done very well as we grade the automakers. And likewise, the domestic companies have often been at the bottom of the list. Part of the reason really comes down to reliability. The companies that have a wide spectrum of reliability tend to see their grades be brought down, so the consistency matters a lot. The other thing that counts is how well the cars are doing in the tests, and we see more consistency with companies like Subaru and Toyota, Mazda and Honda across their line. With some of the domestics, there's pretty wide-ranging variability, and in particular this year, we're seeing some of the newest models are actually quite good. It's some of the older models that are bringing that score down.
Well, let's look at the big three. I mean, some might be surprised that they didn't rank very well considering the major uptick in sales this year. When you look at GM vehicles, what kind of scores did they receive, and which of their vehicles topped their list?
Well, in looking at General Motors, we see the overall average road test score is 70. Again, that's out of 100 points. But only 36% of the vehicles they offer are Consumer Reports recommended, meaning that they do well in our tests and in safety and reliability. And it's really those kind of three pillars that stand out for consumer shopping. So what we see is, you know, the more recent vehicles, you know, simply stated, are pretty good, certainly much better than those they replace. You know, in particular, I think of the Chevrolet Spark, which scored almost 30 points higher than the Aveo it replaced. So we're seeing significant gains, but looked at as a whole, they're just not stacking up quite as well as the top companies.
Yeah, but for reliability, is that something you can discern with new models, or are you basing that on some of the older models then?
Well, for reliability, we look at the past 10 years, and we drill down to 16 trouble areas within cars for our analysis. And what we're doing is we're predicting future reliability based on performance over the last 3 years for a given model. This gives us an excellent guide as to the likelihood that a consumer is going to experience a problem. Now, historically, we've seen cars get better over time. You know, the first year of a model tends not to be as good as the last year. But what we've seen with Ford, for example, is some of their updated or new vehicles actually have reliability concerns out of the gate. And their history has been that they'll definitely improve over time.
Well, in fact, Ford dropped from 5th place last year to 10th place this time around. What kind of concerns are you talking about?
With Ford, where they lost some ground was in the wide application of their MyFord Touch technology, the infotainment system, which has some user interface concerns, as well as it's been a reliability concern requiring some service visits.
No kidding. And that was the key reason why Ford dropped from 5th to 10th place?
That was a significant factor that impacted not only test scores but also reliability. But we've seen some issues with transmissions as well in their newest models, such as the Focus.
I'm talking to Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Autos Editor for Consumer Reports, about their annual automaker report card just released. You know, Jeff, Cadillac vehicles are made here in Lansing. I wonder, how did these luxury GM vehicles do on the Consumer Reports report card?
Well, we've been quite impressed with Cadillacs in general. In fact, we think very highly of the CTS and certainly applaud the efforts that Cadillac has been doing on their own, as well as for boosting General Motors. And we hope more of that DNA is spread throughout the company.
And Chrysler, anything noteworthy when it comes to their ranking in vehicles?
Well, what we've seen with Chrysler is a real comeback story. It was just a couple years ago that there wasn't a single product from Chrysler that met our standards for being recommended. And over time, now there are a couple. And we're seeing significant increases in test scores, and we're seeing improvements in reliability. And we know these are areas that the company's been working very hard on, and the data is now showing that trend and shows promise for the future. Now, while they may be the lowest-ranked automaker at the moment, they're also the second most improved. So this is a trend that we hope will continue and ultimately will benefit both consumers and the company.
Now, interestingly enough, Honda topped the list for the last 4 years straight. It dropped to fourth behind Subaru, Mazda, and Toyota. What happened with Honda vehicles this year?
Well, we're seeing quite a different story from Honda. Honda has quite an enviable brand image. They've got reliability, they've got good dynamics, safety, all as kind of core values of the brand. But what we've seen is some of its more recent models, not only those this year, but really current generation vehicles, have taken a step back to those launched in the past that really built that reputation. We're seeing cost-cutting is taking its toll on how the vehicles perform and how the driver experience is made.
What about the German companies, Mercedes, Benz, and BMW? I mean, high-end vehicles that cost a lot of money. How did they rank, and how did they not top the list with all the money consumers are paying for them?
Well, just because consumers spend a lot for something doesn't guarantee quality. Mercedes is third from the bottom, and BMW is a little less than halfway down the list. Both companies make cars that do well in our tests, generally. They're enjoyable to drive. They make a great first impression. But they're often brought down by reliability. The drive to be on the leading edge with technologies, both those that are electronic interfaces as well as more just electronic systems, has been a challenge for them for years. So we see that reliability score really dings their overall performance.
And I'd be amiss not to talk about Subaru and Mazda. I mean, they were essentially at the top there. What about these two brands? What are they doing right at this point?
Well, Subaru stands atop the automaker report cards this year with an overall score of 75. The Subarus do well in our tests. They're hitting on the high points that mainstream consumers are looking for, and they're very reliable. Subaru has clearly got its act together, focusing on not being on the bleeding edge of technology, not straying outside of its comfort zone, instead focusing on building good, quality, dependable cars. That is going a long way to building its reputation, much like Honda had years ago. Likewise, we see Mazdas do very well in our tests in general, but a couple models had not done so well. I'm thinking in particular of the Tribute and the RX-8. Those two cars are no longer offered, so all of a sudden Mazda's ranking jumped up because it cut out a couple of its weakest models.
Finally, are there vehicles that the testers consider just horrible and should be completely avoided, and does Consumer Reports, in fact, acknowledge that?
Well, certainly we all have our personal favorites and those that we don't like so much, and we definitely arm wrestle about that quite a bit. In our official rankings, while there are always those at the top, there are those at the bottom. The lowest scoring model right now is the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. It scores 20 out of 100, and that's based on more than 50 tests that we put every vehicle through. The next lowest is the Jeep Liberty at 27. So we've been a bit critical of the Jeeps, and we think they fall short of their potential. though at least with the Wrangler Unlimited, I can say that its score has inched up over time, thanks to the improvements that have been put into the models.
I see. Well, interesting stuff. Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Autos Editor for Consumer Reports, talking about the annual Automaker Report Card just released by the magazine. Jeff, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.